with university leadership about this decision.
Unfortunately, he spent most of the meeting talking down to us, which we were disappointed by. We were hoping to get some form of concrete action about changing the policies surrounding the fence.
Earlier in the week, protest to summit was written and protected by the school with space for the students to address their concerns about Tuesday's event. In a message from the university president, he says CMU supports peaceful protest, public dissent, and the exchange of ideas. It goes on to say, after messages equating Nazism and Zionism earlier this year, in this latest message, the school is looking at how to move forward.
It would be a great disservice to, the culture on campus and the students on campus, to go back and renege on this commitment to free speech that has been a cornerstone of how Carnegie Mellon has conducted itself in the past.
The president's letter says recent years have seen more messages disconnected from, quote, meaningful dialogue. Cachado says once messages are allowed back, no one should feel a chilling effect to say their thoughts. But Supanuk says there is most certainly a chilling effect moving forward.
And knowing that just by unilateral decision, the President Jahanian can say, I don't like it, and I'm going to paint over it, it makes us more hesitant to paint on the fence.
According to CMU, it looks to reaffirm the purpose of the tradition. No word on when next week messages may continue. Chris Hoffman, KDKA-TV News.
You are listening to the Jazz Corner. My name is Kevin Amos. We'll be right back.
refreshing. It gives us life abundantly. Oh, rain, what a joy it is to experience you in all your goodness. Oh, rain, won't you fill this earth with all your goodness,
said, do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you made your mind up forever to be mine.
Thank you.
listening to The Jazz Corner. This is Kevin Amos.
Everyone reads.
music from Miss Eugenie Jones. Hope you enjoyed it.